This Money News podcast is brought to you by Audi Parramatta. For an offer less taxing on the A model range, audiparramatta.com.au.
Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery talking trade. Thanks to Bankwest. Go low with a Bankwest business loan at bankwest.com.au/low rate.
And Roger Montgomery from rogermontgomery.com, and also Scaffold, any other myriad number of companies that he's now involved with, is with me here in the studio. Hello, Roger. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Top of the world, Ross.
You've got special guests in here today. Who have you got in here with you?
I have my two boys with me, Jordan and Lucas.
Oh.
And they've just won some awards.
Oh, very good.
At their school end of year celebration.
So, this is their reward, is it, to come in and see,
their
see,
reward
see
is to...
you work here with me. Jeez, that's a great reward.
We went out to dinner first, and we've come in after dinner.
Oh, that's a good thing. That's very good. Congratulations, boys. Well done. Now,
well done. Lucas is the year three chess champion.
Jeez, he's got the brain of his dad, which is very, very good to hear. And then I want to talk about something. Interest rates today, obviously coming down.
Yes.
And what we know is that there are interest rate sensitive stocks.
Sure.
Now, I'll give you the classic example. You and I have talked about this for the last few weeks or months. The fact is that if you go and have a look at, let's go, Commonwealth Bank, biggest bank in Australia.
Sure.
Right now sitting at $60.50. Last 12 months, that stock is up 30%.
Okay.
Now,
so,
like, and I say, on top of that, you get the dividend yield of that bank.
Yeah,
the best
absolutely.
6%. So you've got 36% after that bank.
But Ross, can I just make the point? What's been happening in the banks and Telstra as well is that they've had very secure dividend yield. So they're not growing a lot. Their credit growth is not very high.
Sure.
But what's actually happening is people have said, I've got money in the bank. Interest rates are going down. You know,
it's a yield play. That's what it is.
That's all it is. But it used to be that if you worked really hard your whole life and you saved $1 million and you put that in the bank and then you retired, you were wealthy. And the fact is now you're getting $30,000 in interest after a year. So you're not feeling very wealthy. So what people are doing is they're putting their money in these stocks, and that's why they've gone up so much.
Okay, except for one thing. Now is the right time to do that. While interest rates are falling.
Correct.
You look for the property companies. You look for those with very strong yields. You look for the likes of the banks at this time.
Yes.
But you've got to be conscious that there is a point at time at which you have got to change that strategy.
And I'm not smart enough to know when that's going to be. But what I do know is that you have to find great quality businesses whose value grows over time. Now, I'll tell you why that is. Because if you bought Telstra shares 10 years ago, you would have got a great dividend yield. It had a high dividend, had an attractive dividend yield. And what's happened is, yes, you've got good dividends along the way, but you've lost capital. If you'd bought M2 Telecommunications, it had a lower dividend yield than Telstra a few years ago, and yet the share price has gone up 6 or 7-fold.
Okay, except for one thing. Right now, we're talking the here and now. Right now, people might still be tempted to go and chase those banks and chase those dividend yields.
And it's a very risky strategy because if interest rates turn around...
Well, that's the point. That's what I'm trying to say.
Exactly.
But it's not necessarily immediately that interest rates turn around.
No.
Because the banks, the reason why rates will turn around is because the economy will turn around.
Yeah, that's right.
And so the banks will get a kick as that occurs also.
That's true. And just remember this, the stock market casts its shadow before it. So it doesn't react, it actually anticipates. So the reaction will happen long before interest rates turn around.
Okay, so there is another point, however, because we talk about that turn in the economy, as it turns up and interest rates start to click up,
yep.
There is a time at which you go from these yield-based companies such as Telstra and the banks, and you go into what are called the cyclicals. These are the transport stocks, the companies
Correct.
That will benefit as a result. When is that time?
Yeah, well, that's a great comment. I mean, that's a $64 million question. I actually think the theme that you take is not the cyclicals. What you want to look at are the internet stocks, the companies that are actually going to benefit from an increase in jobs.
Okay, now, final part about this is there are some companies that benefit if they've got high debts when interest rates
yes.
are coming down.
Obviously, when interest rates are down, they can leverage their balance sheet so they can get higher rates of return on equity as interest rates are dropping, but they have to pay that debt off while interest rates are low, otherwise they're going to be up a creek without a paddle.
Or they have to fix that debt so that they know what their cost of funding is if eventually those rates turn, just like a homeowner with a big mortgage.
They never get to fix them for longer than 10 years in Australia, unfortunately, so it's still a problem.
I've got to say, Roger Montgomery is with us here on Tuesday, every week talking stocks and shares. That is one of the really important conversations that you can have right now because it tells you everything about when you need to change your strategy. Roger Montgomery, good to see you with the boys in the studio. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Ross.
And that is the program for tonight. We've had a big program. And we'll certainly do it all again for you tomorrow night, right here on Money News. Steve Price up next.